A black shadow follows us home. It all began one Sunday morning a few weeks ago. Stopping to collect our mail after church, we spied something dark moving in the brush across the road from our mailbox. Absent any response to our call, we gave up, only to discover the jet-black cat under our deck the following morning. We placed a bowl of food out on the step, and the cat inhaled the contents without pause. With the bowl filled again that evening, the response was repeated. Not surprisingly, the cat had arrived starved. Temperatures were bitterly cold, but there is nominal shelter back under the close confines where the soil rises to meet the structure of the deck. And the cat was not asking to come inside. To the contrary, it was enthusiastically hissing at the hand that was feeding it. We have established a pattern over the last 30 years, indeed for the span of our married life, of welcoming into our home a succession of stray cats. Feline is not the sole species to receive our solace, but it is the only species invited inside to join the family. We periodically receive groundhogs, or woodchucks if you prefer, who have taken up residence somewhere around or under our deck. We assign them the name Woody for the duration, and are frequently visited by raccoons, not the small, cute types one sees in commercials, but the huge mother-load beasties large enough to stop a small train. Both of these species are made welcome so long as they are reasonably well-behaved, an arrangement that typically lasts less than 24 hours. And of course, there are the myriad deer that pass through, some even dwelling with us for a while. We welcome them year-round, in the spring welcome their fawns, and over the winter feed them along with the birds. For us, however, cats are a special category. For they are not meant to be wild, and if they are, the situation is not one of their choosing. We reserve a special malice toward those who willfully dispose of their unwanted cats out in the country. Given the opportunity, I would strip these miscreants naked and drop them onto a floating iceberg in the Antarctic to see how they like it. The modern house or even barn cat is not a miniature lion or tiger, but a feline bred to be dependent on the nutrients and enzymes in cat food. Even if they do manage to survive in the wild, they will remain unhealthy, sickly, and no doubt carrying around with them a belly full of worms. Those who do survive the summer and autumn often do not survive the winter. Like a welcome yellow flame, the Spirit of God warms us against the cold of this world. We don't very often think of this habitation in terms of temperature. It just is. It's the place of our birth, and, if only for the moment, home. But it is indeed cold. It is hard, brutally hard. It forces on those of us who must daily toil in it the necessity of building up layers of insulation, of protection against its ways. Just as extremities lose feeling in the bitter winter, we who must deal with the bitter world suffer a diminishing of the senses. But the Spirit can revive those senses, broadening their scope to embrace even things unseen, the things of the Spirit and the things of an unseen God. This is a hard, cold world. If we survive it, by adapting to it, we will ultimately go down with it. We will die an earthly and earthy kind of death. But the Holy Spirit lifts us out of that frigid contemplation, warming us with his flame, offering us hope and promise, not death, but life. I will ask the Father, and he will give you another helper, that he may be with you forever. That is the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it does not see him or know him. But you know him, because he abides with you and will be in you. John 14:16-17.